The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning, welcome to your Monday. Dodgers fans, you should be in a good mood right now, you would think. Still celebrating. I mean, yes, of course, there was a Game 2 win as well, but that Game 1 walk-off grand slam, extra innings, that is an experience that will probably be rattling around in our brains for a very, very, very long time. But right now, you will get to experience, hopefully, all them thrills if we call you and give you the good news that you're going to Brazil to see Linkin Park. Maybe the best part of this job, Allie, I mean, I like it when we get to announce big shows and big K-Rock shows, but giving people the opportunity to do a once-in-a-lifetime thing, even though we're just the middleman here.
Especially a trip that you wouldn't normally take for yourself. Yeah. You wouldn't take the time to book it.
Wouldn't do it. Never would you say, yeah, that seems fun, but I'm never going to go through the process of booking and reserving rooms. And here's what I will say that, to the person we call right now, and everyone, I got this entire standby list here, a lot of numbers on here. Allie's going to book your Airbnb personally to make sure that you have the best accommodations that Brazil has to offer.
You'll be living with a family of 10.
So we got, let's see here. This is completely random. Let's give someone a call and tell them their week is about to get a lot better. Just keep blowing your nose, Allie, into the microphone. No problem.
All right.
You sound all... Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Hello?
Good morning. Are we speaking to Josh?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. My name's Klein, and right over there is Allie.
Hello.
Hey, Klein. Hey, Allie. How you doing?
We are calling because we've got some good news to deliver.
Oh, man. The suspense is killing me.
Are you currently on a standby boarding list to travel to Brazil to see Linkin Park?
No. I'm currently in my son's closet trying not to wake up him and my wife.
Well, Guess what? That was really creepy. Thank you for sharing.
Okay.
We're moving you from the standby list to the actual boarding list. You're going to Brazil to see Linkin Park.
No way. This is insane. Did not expect that at all. Wow.
So you're currently celebrating in a closet right now to avoid waking up your kid and wife?
Yes, on the other side of our apartment. Yeah.
Why don't you go wake up your wife right now and tell her the good news? There's no better news to be woken up to than this, assuming you're taking her with you.
Oh, I definitely am. She'll kill me. Otherwise, I won't make the flight.
Go wake her up.
Go tell her this.
Oh, man. All right.
Here we go.
She's going to be so pissed.
Nothing like a good peer pressure wake up from the spouse on a Monday morning.
Even if you're woken up with good news, you're like, F you.
It's after 7. It's fine.
Okay. Her and my son are awake and staring at me crazy. I won.
That's crazy.
That's all she could say is that's crazy. They're rubbing their eyes.
She sounds tired.
She sounds pissed.
Yeah. Is she happy or is she happy or mad right now?
I think she's going back to sleep. She might be dreaming.
All right, wonderful. Well, congratulations. Enjoy the trip. Thanks for listening to K-Rock and have fun in Brazil with Linkin Park, all right?
Oh my gosh, this is insane. Thank you guys so much. Wow.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Get to your gayest football highlights in just a moment. Alley's been putting those together. It was actually a very gay call. Of all the calls that we've been listening to, the Freddie Freeman Grand Slam, Game 1, Dodgers, extra inning, Grand Slam home run to win that game. Most of the calls are full of excitement. And, you know, I mean, we haven't even gotten to some of the Spanish calls, which were amazing, Allie. But there is one I'm going to play for you that I believe was the gayest call of that home run. And I think that may have been the New York announcer, too, because he doesn't seem happy about it. But just for the juxtaposition, big word, this was how exciting the local Spanish broadcast was.
Unit en cuatro turnos. Batazo profundo. Al derecho. La pelota se va. Adiós. Se acabó el partido. Grand slam para Freddie Freeman.
And that's pretty exciting. This was the gayest call, though, of the entire thing that ended the game one.
Oh, what a fabulous game. Well,
what a fabulous game.
This guy already referred to the game as fabulous, and it only gets gayer.
Oh, what a fabulous game. Well, bases loaded, two outs. Come down to this. Freddie.
Bases and sphincters loaded. Two outs.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he didn't say sphincters. I added that part. He did say bases. Listen.
Bases loaded, two outs. Come down to this. Freddie Freeman, the hitter, lefty to lefty with two outs pitch. A high drive to right. Soto back on the track, and she is gone. A grand slam to win the game for L.A. Freddie Freeman hit one to deep right and out. A grand slam, and the Dodgers win 6-3. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow. So that was the gayest of the Grand Slam home run calls, but I know that you were watching a completely different sport to put together these gay sports highlights of the week.
And this is actually my favorite week to do gay sports highlights because, Klein, as you may have been aware if you watched football yesterday, was National Tight Ends Day.
Oh, yes. They brought it up quite often.
They brought it up more than they ever have.
It's really wild. Because
it was like an Odyssey thing where it's just like you get pressured to mention this over and over and over again. Like, you could tell that the announcers were getting sick of it, too.
Yeah.
So, it's like, why is that the only position that there's a national day for?
Not sure, but for
so
whatever.
Strange.
For whatever reason.
It's a gay reason.
It's very gay.
Here are the gayest sports highlights from the week.
It is caught! Both tight ends have scored on this National Tight Ends Day.
Second down, it's Connor again, and Connor squirts through for a first down. 21 plays a quarter and kind of slow bleeding down the field.
It's not blown dead!
And there's not a single bear in pursuit. The fact that they're still close, they still get together in the offseason.
That's a little more Philip Rivers than I'm used to. I like that.
George, give us your reaction to these belts.
Oh, yeah.
Looks good on you.
It does, doesn't it? It fits well.
Will Disley, with his arms wrapped around him, was Jordan Howden.
It's a miracle! Brown! This town is going crazy.
Monday night, it gives you an extra time to get engaged with Hopkins.
Looked like he was trying to tuck it back in, but ruled incomplete.
McBride hurtling inside Dolphin territory.
This has been the gayest sports highlights from this week.
Adam Troutman says, it's my day.
Well, that was
weird at the end.
Very
there.
Gay and very strangely put together. Well, we take a quick break. We got more show to get to next. K-Rock. Klein Alley Show on a Monday. Ricky Gervais tickets at the Hollywood Bowl. We will get you in at some point later this morning, so be ready to win. And more stuff to get into on the show today as well. Question, though, because I thought as a society we had agreed and moved past the notion that you must give someone a call on their birthday, like a legitimate call.
Oh, it depends on who it is. My mom or a parent or a sibling, I would absolutely call. Phone call.
My sister's birthday was on Friday, and I remembered, which is already impressive. I feel like that's already kind of a win. Usually I'm the person.
Sister.
Yeah,
definitely call a sister.
Yeah, that's, I mean, 100%. That's a birthday that you should absolutely remember because you grew up with her.
I sent a text, and I said, happy birthday.
Did you do full spelling or did you go HBD?
No, I wrote the whole thing. Happy. I think it auto-corrected.
Okay,
I got something
good
wrong.
For you.
So happy birthday. Knew you didn't think I'd remember, but I did.
Oh, way to make it about you.
So have a good one or something like that. That was the intent.
Terrible.
Thank
was
you.
It was a text?
It was a text, yeah.
Well, read it back to us.
look at my phone.
Did she respond? Did she even respond to that?
Yeah, I got the response was I got a call from my mom, and she says, your sister's disappointed that you didn't feel the need to call. And I said everything I would have said in the phone call in the text.
I wonder, though, if your sister is really disappointed or if your mom has just decided that she's disappointed. Because moms, like, orchestrate all that stuff. My mom, on my sister's birthday, will text me and let me know it's her birthday, give her a call, make sure I've given her a call.
See, my mom sets me up for sabotage.
She micromanages the birthday stuff.
She'll say after. And that's your job, by the way. If you are a parent and you've got grown kids, they're busy. Your job, you don't have a lot going on, usually.
Or it's like, it's your father's birthday. Please call him.
Give him a fighting chance. Yeah, I need the tip-offs.
No, as someone that has a brother, if my mom said that, I know that it's real. Because I would have told my mom, wow, my brother didn't even call me. Because as a sister, I feel like it's really hard to have like a sibling relationship when it comes to having a brother. Like, I wish I had a sister because we would be so close. Like, Ali, how close are you with your sister? I barely feel like I have a sibling in my life.
Because you think it's
because
it's a brother?
Because it's a boy. Yeah, so I wrote, you need to be more sensitive to your sister.
Friday,
I know that hurt her feelings. It hurted my feelings.
Listen to me. Friday at 1:34 p.m. Hey, it's your birthday. Knew you didn't.
Wow, you're telling her that it's her birthday?
Yeah.
Hey, you didn't know.
Hey, it's your birthday. Knew you didn't think I'd remember, but I did. Boom. Have a good day.
Wow.
Then she wrote, thanks.
Uh-oh. Is there an exclamation point after thanks or just thanks?
No, nope, just thanks. No punctuation.
Yikes. No emoji.
And then I thumbed up the thanks.
Ew.
Oh, my
Why
God.
Why did you do that?
You hit your sister?
Yeah, respect, dude.
Now, listen. To be fair, I do feel that there has been some sort of a new hierarchy established between who gets a FaceTime, who gets a call, who gets a text, who I actually think... Text, personal one-on-one text, I would argue, is a step up from what apparently I could have done or should have done, which is put a comment on Instagram, you know, like...
Yeah, that's for, like, distant friends.
Yeah, I kind of thought I was moving in the right direction, but according to the conversation with my mom, I was a step below even the people that did that, because at least they wrote something that had, like, a little...
Yeah, you also wrote something that was not thoughtful. And you basically just did like an I told you so, ha ha, I remembered your birthday.
But is that something you would want for your birthday?
No, I don't care. I
know you don't care.
No calls, no texts, means nothing to me. I mean, if people do it, great, but if they don't, also I don't hold it against them. Some people take it real personal.
The closest person to you, whether it's a spouse or a direct relative that you're closest with, they're the ones who get the FaceTime treatment.
I get so annoyed.
Siblings, whatever you've got. I've got, in my case, I've got a million different dads, so each of them I pay a phone call.
Oh my God.
But then if you start going down to like friends, like if I got friends, distant friends, sometimes I'll set up a time to just chat with them and catch up, but that's about it. And Jake, I want to know what you do with your sister because you make out with your sister.
Don't make out with my sister.
So if you do, what do you do for her birthday?
I think I just send a text.
Wow. Sex, probably.
No text.
Hey, Jesus, what's up, dude?
Hey, my brothers and sisters don't even acknowledge it. They don't even shoot me a text or call me.
See, that I already felt like I won just by remembering the day. That I think people are focused on the wrong thing. I remembered the day. It's not a day that matters much to me, but it matters to her. It's her birthday. So I said, and by the way, grown-ups, birthdays, let's move on. I mean, we don't have to do this thing every year. We're not children.
All right, yeah, but also, especially if you're, I assume married and has kids?
Yeah.
So she probably doesn't get a lot of a day for her, a day to celebrate her.
Right.
So it's just one day where people are paying you compliments and saying, hey, miss you. Especially if this is somebody who doesn't live with you. They don't live in this state.
Haven't lived with her in a long time.
Yeah.
And we didn't get along great growing up either, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not really.
So you don't like her?
No, I didn't say I don't like her, but...
Boom.
No, I didn't. That's what I should have written.
Thumbs up.
No, I don't think any of those things. And I just saw her. I was just back on the East Coast a month ago.
Would you do the same treatment for your other sister?
I would probably write a little bit more, but it would still be I still think a text is a nice enough situation.
Yeah, I did call her on her birthday.
Yeah, see, Jake, of course, Jake called.
Because you got to do the phone sex.
Devorah?
God damn it.
Yes, I think you're wrong, Klein.
How am I wrong?
So wrong. You are so mean. We call, my family, we're grown-ass people. sing the happy birthday song to each other.
Oh,
on my
birthday,
God. And I let them go to voicemail so I could save them. And
so how many recordings? How many recordings do you have in your phone of your siblings singing happy birthday to you?
All of them. All of them. They're so beautiful.
It's the same dumb song every year.
They're all so beautiful.
They're not all so beautiful. Probably the same message. I'm not saying... I think for remembering a sibling's birthday or, I don't even know who else you'd feel obligated to send a message to. Obviously, I got to remember my kid's birth. That's a lot. Once you get new birthdays...
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That many days.
Allie, once you get new birthdays in your life, you need to bump out some other birthdays. I got my kids now, two kids. I got to remember their birthdays. I got a wife, got to remember her birthday.
What happens when they're older? Are you just going to send them a text?
No, because they
thought I'd forget.
No,
boom.
No, because now they have taken priority over my sister.
Well, 323 on the text line said, "You're over 30. Stop crying. Nobody should be bitching about their birthday over the age
right.
of 30.
I agree.
310 just said, "Can someone please check on Vanessa? It sounds like she needs Dr. Phil."
Yeah, Vanessa's going through a whole thing in there.
Yeah, really struck a nerve, huh?
That, she went into a whole rant. That was crazy.
Sorry, that is sensitive for me. I just want to have a sibling that likes me.
You have a sibling, but Vanessa, you have a sibling.
But it's like I'm invisible. Anyways, let's move on.
Oh, my God. Who knew? Who knew?
Also,
be so
your brother is very successful, is he not?
Yes, and I'm happy for him.
But Vanessa, what would you want? Let me ask you this then. What would you want from him on your birthday? A call?
FaceTime. What are you doing? Interest.
Even a voice memo?
Oh, I love voice memos.
I know you do. I love a voice memo from Vanessa.
I did send... Hold on one second. Danny, quickly. A lot of people have thoughts on this. Go ahead, Danny. You're on K-Rock. What's up?
Hi. Yeah. So my birthday was actually on Thursday, and I have four brothers, and they're all older, and they actually all called me separate times, and they planned me a dinner.
Okay.
And, they all took me out. So I think you need to do better, Klein.
Okay, but first of all, that's a little different. Four brothers, one sister, they probably protected you. It was like a big,
they beat the crap out of me.
You got to punch you. Happy birthday.
Right. Make up for it.
Get over here.
If I had ever beat up my sister, I would have probably taken her out to lunch. I never beat her up.
805 said, if my brother called me on my birthday, I would think somebody died.
So
it just depends on the family, I guess.
And when I get calls on my birthday, usually if I have a moment to myself, let's just say I'm doing something I actually want to do. On the couch, maybe playing golf. The last thing I want really is to do a whole... I mean, I know these conversations. I've had them a million times. How's your day going? It's good. What do you got planned for later? I don't really know. I guess they're going to take me to dinner maybe somewhere.
Yeah,
you should call like a day before the birthday.
Why?
Because that way you can have the whole day to yourself. You don't have to waste it having these conversations.
Jake loves foreplay with his sister.
Damn it.
Get it all ready to go.
562 said you never even said happy birthday. You just said it's your birthday.
That is true. I never actually. Maybe that's why she's upset. I completely failed to mention it's her birthday.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Lots going on this morning. Thanks for hanging out. Yes, that was... Just reading the text line. All right, it's nice to see that some people are backing me up. Most people are calling me an a-hole, but some people are saying that it is true. Siblings over the years, usually what is expected at, let's just say, 1 year, 5 years later, it could be a phone call. A FaceTime could become a phone call, could become a text, could just become a thumbs up. That's just
you think every year it downgrades?
That's evolution. Evolution
is depends on the birthday itself. So if there's like a big one, like a 30 or a 35 or a 40 or something like that, I think they get more special treatment. For my sister's 30th, I went out and visited her.
Right. Right.
And this did a weekend.
This was a nothing. And it was, to be honest, it was the same day as Game 1 World Series. So the fact that I even remember at all, I should have said to her, you should reach out to me. It really is what it should have been.
And say what?
I don't know.
Happy Dodger Day?
Happy World Series Game 1 day. Sorry my birthday interfered.
559, Klein, stop making excuses. Just be a better brother. Another person, 818, had an idea for Vanessa to sign up to be a big sister at the YMCA.
Hey, Vanessa, you donate. Get yourself a little sister. You could have that sibling.
Or a little brother.
Yeah, get yourself. No, she doesn't want that. She wants same sex, she said.
Oh, that's right.
Get a sibling that you can get close with. There's a ton of kids that need a big sister. You'd be small sister, I guess, technically, but still, you should do it.
If you want to get beaten up by a 10-year-old, we'll hook you up with somebody at the YMCA.
Oh, that'd be great. You'd love that program.
No, I want a sister my age.
All right, well, sorry, you can't have that.
Jeez, you're so picky.
I know, really, unbelievable.
Klein, you know, every show lives and dies by their reviews.
It's all that matters.
And even though they have debunked a lot of reviews as fake, I just thought I would share some of the recent reviews that have come through about our show. Do you read the reviews ever?
No, I don't. And I choose not to for a couple of reasons. But
I chose not to read the reviews for my Airbnb, and I regretted it. Yeah. So sometimes it is good to read them before you check out what you're going to check out.
Yeah, my feeling is that anyone who... I mean, we appreciate, we do say every day, if you could subscribe to the podcast, download, and all that stuff. It matters, I guess, and that's how they push it to other people that don't know who we are, but... The reviews, I feel like, are either going to be people that really like us or they're going to be people that absolutely despise us.
Well,
so there's not going to be a lot of 3 stars anyway, so I've read zero reviews about this show.
Yeah, there are a lot of 5-star reviews, thank you very much, but there are a lot of 1-star reviews, and here's one of the newest ones that came through from Sammy126829. Very creative name.
That's a good name right there.
And it's titled, "This Show Protects Diddy."
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me.
Today, there was an entire segment on defending P. Diddy that I thought was incredibly inappropriate. Klein is defending Diddy, saying that he's a great guy and that often people are wrongfully accused. And it felt like it was in very poor taste. Okay. So for that reason, 0 out of 10, do not recommend.
Okay, first of all.
Makes a good point.
That's I don't remember any episode. They make it sound like that was an entire 4-hour show was us defending Diddy. That's not what happened. Second of all,
he's not completely wrong.
This clip, Sammy 99653 or whoever made this complaint that Omar plays over and over and over again is an out of context clip of something that I said, and I don't stand by that at all. Mm. So
Diddy, great guy like Diddy.
There you go, Sammy. do you think you'd be able to tell the difference between a review of our show and a review of the Joe Rogan podcast?
Okay, now we're talking. Because a lot of people, as you know, I think that the Rogan-Trump episode was viewed, I don't know, downloaded 16 million times, some crazy number.
24 million people, I think, listened to it. Yes,
a lot of new reviews about the show as a result. Now I'm interested. So this is either about our show or the Rogan-Trump chat.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. This is from Knight Rider. Oh.
Oh, my old radio name. Maybe this was me.
The episode was very
entertaining. Kevin the Knight Rider.
That's right.
This latest episode was entertaining and funny, but also extremely racist.
Oh, man. I mean, our show is not racist, but I could see why people would hear it out of context and they would think it was racist based on some of the many choice things you've said, Allie. Like, mm-hmm. like this, for instance.
Please don't play it. Why are we doing this to ourselves?
By the way, I hate his...
All right,
no! God damn.
I believe that is about the Trump-Rogan thing, I would think.
This was entitled Sweet Dibbits.
Oh,
and was a 5-star review put on our show.
God damn it.
What about this one? This is the subject. Tragic. A show strictly for morons that identify with a pathetic, immature boy. It was once entertaining, but has since passed its expiration date.
I'd have to think that's Rogan, but it could be us, too. Oh, God. I feel like we do like immature stuff, but I think we do it in a somewhat mature way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that's our show.
That's Rogan.
Ah, damn it.
If you want to become dumber, listen to this guy.
That's got to be Rogan.
It is.
Okay, finally. Jesus. Got one.
I love this imbecile for what he brings to the table.
This imbecile. I have been called that before from teachers. That's us?
That's us.
Yes.
And that's actually a 3-star.
We got a 3-star.
You said it's, you know, those are the ones you really pay attention
all
to.
All that matters.
The 3 stars
are all that matter. That's good stuff.
I like
right
the
there.
Show, but often frustratingly long with information that can be summed up in 5 minutes.
God, that could be you with the news. It could be you with those questions you
asked
people. This
person left reviews for both.
Oh, one
that
person?
Was both of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's both us and Rogan?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, they nailed it. Spot on.
Yeah.
All right, well, what a fun game. If you got some downtime today, you feel free to play with yourself. Let's give you this. Oh, we're up on a break. Look at that. Where does the time go? Give a quick break. We're back in a second.
We frustratingly got long, right?
Frustratingly long. Well said. More show next. All right, let's find out what's going on in the world. Take a look at your ADD news, and we get into a brand new hour of the show, complete with your tickets to see Ricky Gervais at the Hollywood Bowl. But first this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Don't change the station or I get beaten.
Okay, well, Game 1 of the World Series, Game 3 of the World Series is tonight. Game 1 ended with an incredible grand slam by Freddie Freeman. First grand slam in World Series history. Dodger fans were taking over the streets on Friday night. Game 2 then started out with Ice Cube paying tribute to Fernando Valenzuela. Listening to that.
That's great.
There's something about really iconic events, whether it's the Super Bowl or whatever. It could be the Olympics, the World Series taking place in LA, and then you just have like all these great LA artists that get to show up.
Does that get you more excited or this? Because this is what they started playing right after, but almost before that Grand Slam got out. This was unbelievable.
Definitely the other one makes me more excited.
No, I don't know. So it's even,
what about this?
No, it's pretty great. Some of these calls, Al, you hear the calls. You hear that in the background? Oh, man, there's something about it.
I have no connection to it whatsoever.
Zero?
Nope.
God damn. You are heartless. You really are.
Well, then a lot of people are wondering about Game 3 tonight and whether or not Shohei Ohtani will be playing, and he will be. He is suffering a partial dislocation of his left shoulder, but he is expected to be in the lineup tonight. And just think about any of the injuries that you've had in your life and whether or not you are willing to play in a World Series with a partially dislocated shoulder versus the people who have any injury and are like, you know what, I'm out for a week. I can't do anything.
Well, this is everything. So, of course, you would expect, you needed to be clear. The guys, obviously, they got a lot of money invested in Shohei. So if they thought this was going to be an issue that was going to potentially lead to a bigger problem down the line, they would probably tell him to rest up, but it's not the case.
Yeah.
So if you want to play, they gave him the ability to say, what kind of pain are you in? You're cool from a medical standpoint, you can play. Of course, he's not going to say no, and it's kind of great now because if he doesn't do much, people are going to go, well, whatever, the guy's got a dislocated shoulder. But
yeah,
if he does something...
Yeah, but I mean, it's also his dream to be in a World Series and to win a World Series. So, I mean, everyone is expecting Shohei Ohtani to be the one hitting grand slams, and then he's injured. So wouldn't you feel like, okay, I can either do this at 110% and do what everyone's expecting of me or not do it at all?
All I know is when he slid into that tried to steal second base, and everyone could tell he got hurt. That was crazy.
The other thing I didn't realize is that there are so many tourists from Japan that are coming to see this World Series game because of him. They think almost 250,000 visitors from Japan are here to see the World Series, and they said 80 to 90% of travelers who are going from to LA from Japan are going to see a Dodger game.
I don't know how they all got tickets.
That's insane, right?
That's a lot of tickets, yep.
All right, what is public enemy number one when it comes to Halloween? It's not candy with razor blades in it or actual serial killers or satanic rituals. This is what they say is the number one killer this Halloween to watch out for.
People tripping on their costumes.
That is a bitch, isn't it?
It's got to be, right?
No, it's actually really boring. It's cars.
Apparently,
everyone's going to be out trick-or-treating, and then there's just idiots that are on their regular commute home or whatever, and they don't realize that there's a bunch of kids crossing the street or whoever. They're going to hit people, and it's going to be the biggest problem. So they're like, I guess that's why I notice a lot of these Halloween neighborhoods now, they just close off the streets
completely. Shut it down. And they don't even wait. A lot of them don't even wait to get, like, official, you know, this was shut down by the city or whatever. They just go, let's go create our own little barricades and just shut it down. And for whatever reason, people are like, I guess that's fine.
Imagine, like, whether you're a kid or you're an adult, whatever, and you see you've gone to one house and then the house next door is kind of lame, but the house across the street is like bright, shining, looks like it has full sizers. I mean,
right.
And you've already got some sugar in your system. You're
sure.
Like, go, go.
Yeah, you're not
paying attention
to the cars.
You're not paying attention to the traffic whatsoever.
And if you hear full sizers, you just go, point me in the direction.
And you go, bang, na, 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 na,
that's right. That's it. If anyone's got, you know, you got full Snickers over there? What? That is their moment.
All right, and then I have more sad news, unfortunately, for anybody who loves Costco chicken. There is a big Costco chicken recall, and I guess this is more of the ready-made chicken. It's not just the rotisserie chicken, but it's a lot of the ready-made chicken that they have, and a majority of the recalls were connected to the Brook Pack ready-to-eat chicken products, and a lot of them are Costco. It's Costco products, and so they think a lot of them are contaminated with Listeria. So even though some of this prepared packaged shelf-life chicken has a shelf life of 25 years.
Really?
Which seems like way too long.
I did buy a bunch of cans of chicken at the beginning of
ReadyWise's serving bucket is a product containing prepared packages of shelf-table food with a shelf life of 25 years.
Yeah, I believe the expiration date on some of the cans of chicken I have is 2040 or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which is great.
Well, some of this stuff is for those emergency kits.
Right. And that's what these were. Okay, but it still seems crazy. Like, I don't know what they're adding to it to make that last that long. But you would think if it actually started a chicken, how could that be good 20 years down the line?
How could any chicken be good 25 years down the line? That's yeah. Right.
See?
Makes
everything
chicken.
Better. All right, we get into a brand new hour of the show. We'll do it after this one from the Foo Fighters. It will be a good hour for you, maybe the greatest hour of your life. So stick around and find out. You need us, 800-520-1067. We are Klein Alley's show, and this is K-Rock.